Head injuries are commonly associated with football and other sports, but a bruise to the brain can happen in less dramatic ways, and 80% go undiagnosed. Now, a team of scientists at the University of Virginia is working on ways to identify subtle changes in the way we move and behave, possible warning signs of traumatic brain injury, and evidence of recovery in patients.
Really, what we want to know is, when do they return to normal? Because right now, there's no, objective data about that.
Professor Laura Barnes and her colleagues are using a smartphone app called Census to track sleep, movement, and other behaviors in students, many of them athletes.
Census will collect a host of sensor data from the smartphone. So we have GPS, which can tell us about where people go, how often they leave their house. We have other sensors like accelerometers, which tell us how much people are moving, how physically active they are.
Should any study subject suffer concussions, her team can compare data from before and after. And using wearable devices such as smart watches and rings, they can also monitor heart rate, body temperature, and other biomarkers, then use computers to look for patterns that could signal the early stages of sickness.
Ideally, we want to be able to detect symptoms of flus, COVID, to be able to help people get interventions earlier. The latest Apple Watch will get our blood oxygen level, which is a game changer for things like COVID, since it's so important to monitor our oxygen levels.
The UVA researchers also send periodic surveys to study subjects on their smartphones or watches to see how they're feeling and what they're doing. She says this research could prove especially valuable in treating social anxiety and other chronic conditions. I'm Sandy Houseman.